Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello, good evening, and welcome once again to the Holy Half Hour programme here on 3TFM, your local radio station. My name is Alec Noble, and I'm the local minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. First of all, before anything else, I would just like to say a happy first birthday to our 3TFM radio station. It was a couple of weeks ago, but I've been away on holiday. This is my first broadcast since then, and I'd just like to say to the station, happy birthday. Also, on a personal note, I've now done 52 programmes, so it's my first anniversary at this as well. When it started last April, I was asked if I would like to do a half-hour radio show. That was one of those special crossroad moments in life which we all have in one way or another. Why me? I've no qualifications for radio work. I've a busy day job. Anyone who knows me would tell you I'm not like a disc jockey. I'm more of the undemonstrative, even-keeled philosopher types. I know myself, radio presenter is just so not me. Having said all that, I decided to burst my eggshell, to push the boat out, to step outside my comfort zone, whichever cliche you prefer. There's something so refreshing in taking on a challenge which looks so not you and so impossible. I said to Lewis Ferguson, the station manager, I don't know if I can find material for even one programme. You're asking me for a half hour every week, for as far into the future as I dare imagine. You get the idea of the step of faith here, the mammoth challenge, the risk for the radio station as well as for myself. Well, 1 week became two, then 22, and now 52. A whole year's worth of holy half hours, all because I said yes at the crossroad instead of no. And from then on, it was a matter of a wing and a prayer, emphasis on the prayer. It's exactly the same in my day job as a parish minister. I took on a commitment to preach every week for the rest of my life, and I've done it 27 years and counting. If you knew a minister's job from the inside, you would soon discover it is something more like preparing one speaking engagement every single day. No one has that much to say, certainly not I. So how do ministers and radio broadcasters find so much material and manage to be so relentlessly creative through good days and bad ones? Well, God gives the inspiration. God gives us messages to convey. And remember, if you don't like the message from God, don't shoot the messenger. Here's a song by Michael Card about the fact that the prophet's lot is not always a happy one.
The myrtles and women with the wind in their wings. Understand. understand what these sealed lips can tell. I am the prophet and I smolder and burn. I scream and cry and wonder why you never seem to learn. To hear with your own ears, with your own eyes to see. I am the prophet, won't you listen to me? I am the prophet, won't you listen to me? The word of God can echo in the voice of a man. He's the shadow of a great rock in the dry and weary land, with the names of the ones he loved carved into his hands. I am the prophet and I smolder and burn. I scream and cry and wonder why you never seem to learn. To hear with your own ears, with your own eyes to see. I am the prophet, won't you listen to me? I am the prophet, won't you listen to me? The sorrow in his anger, my eyes weep his tears. His life a light in me. I am the sword that cuts his people apart. I speak the word that comforts their faithless hearts. I am the prophet and I smolder and burn. I scream and cry and wonder why you never seem to learn. To hear with your own ears, with your own eyes to see. I am the prophet, won't you listen? Won't you listen to me? The prophet, I smolder and burn. I scream and cry and wonder why you never seem to learn. To hear with your own ears, with your own eyes to see. I am the prophet, won't you listen to me? I am the prophet, won't you listen to me? I am the prophet.
So our theme tonight is God's inspiration. God's inspiration, not so much of prophets, preachers and famous people, but God's inspiration of you and me and everybody. Can you remember ever being inspired? Can you remember what the thought was or what action it led you to? Does God have to come into this? Well, who else might be inspiring us? We all know the wee angel on one shoulder and the wee devil on the other whispering in our ear. Does it make sense to say, I inspire myself? I suppose we could say that other human beings inspire us, for good or ill, whether we listen to a Mother Teresa or an Adolf Hitler. I don't think peer pressure counts as inspiration, it's more negative. Let's focus tonight on positive, uplifting, life-enriching, good inspiration. If that doesn't come from God, albeit through many human channels, then where else could it come from? Here's Michael Card again praying for a real experience of God's inspiring him in his ordinary daily activity.
echo of history. A light so many strain to see. The one we talk so much about, but rarely ever live it out. Could you tell me why? Was it for this you came and died? A once a week observance when we coldly mouth your words. Lord, I love to see your presence in reality, but I don't know how. Let me know you in the now. We should confess we lose you in our busyness. We made you in our image, so our faith's idolatry. Lord, deliver me. Break my heart so I can see all the ways you dwell in us, that you're alive.
Some people are always talking as if God had a direct line to their ear and always tells them in clear, unambiguous terms the answer to all of life's questions. They can be a right scunner. They leave you feeling inferior, thinking, why doesn't God ever speak to me like that? I remember one saying to me in my bachelor days, so are you going to get married? I don't know, I confessed. She carried on, well, ask God, pray about it, and he'll tell you. I do pray. I did pray, but life is not usually so simply black and white as she always seemed to think. On the other hand, maybe it is we, not God, who make life so complicated. Here's Ian White singing, Show Me What Jesus Would Do.
In everything that I do, show me what Jesus would do. In everything that I do, show me what Jesus would do. I will not be afraid, for I can always pray. Show me what Jesus would do. In everything that I do, show me what Jesus would do. In everything that I do, show me what Jesus would do. I will not be afraid, for I can always pray. Show me what Jesus would do.
would do.
So how does God inspire us, if not by a direct voice from the sky? In a way, that is not possible for us to answer. Only God knows how God does and what he does. God can inspire us in many ways, but above all, he has given us his word written in the Bible, his word spoken, the church's preaching and teaching, I mean the church in the widest sense, and his word lived out as Jesus. But that still does not quite explain what we are thinking about tonight. Inspiration. God inspires the Bible writers and the Bible readers. God inspires the church's preachers and teachers and the hearers. God himself came as Jesus, and he inspired the response to his life. That's all on God's side. But what about inspiration from our side? How do we get it? How can we be sure it is God's inspiration and not just our wishful thinking or our own misunderstanding? It's a big subject, but time only allows me to run by you two thoughts about this. The first is, we get inspiration as we do something to help ourselves. Don't just sit and wait for inspiration like waiting for a bus. God helps those who help themselves. Get off the couch and do your homework. Both Catherine Cookson and Barbara Cartland, as very successful novelists, wrote phenomenal amounts every day of their lives, and both said that they never waited for inspiration. Every morning after breakfast, they sat down at their desks and started typing. As they typed, the ideas and the words started coming into their heads. Life is full of mysteries, and the path ahead can seem covered in mist. But as you take one small step at a time, inching forward, it is amazing how gradually the mist recedes. As we research things, we begin to get answers. So don't sit there cursing the darkness, light a candle. Or even better, go to him who is the light of the world, and ask for inspiration and answers and help. Ask and you will receive. He has promised that. Then you will be as inspired and happy about it as the singer of this next song, I Saw the Light.
I wandered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Just like a blind man, I wandered along. Worries and fears I claimed for my own. Then like the blind man, God gave back his sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I was a fool to wander and stray. Straight is the gate and narrow the way. Now I have traded the wrong for the right. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
I saw the light, I saw the light.
I'd just like to make one last point, which will seem to be a contradiction of the previous one, but think of it more as the opposite side of the same coin. The most important thing about inspiration is that it is a gift from God. We cannot demand it, force it, buy it, assume it, nor squeeze it out of him in any way. It's not a human achievement which we can conjure up ourselves regardless of God. God-less inspiration takes us to many great human sins, especially the pride which leads to human falls. The lost sheep cannot command the good shepherd to come and rescue it. The drowning sailor cannot make the lifeboat arrive. And the uninspired cannot compel God to inspire us. But we can admit our need. We can ask and pray for his help. We can wait and be alert for his gift coming. We can have our antennae up and our whole being hungering and thirsting for him and his inspiration. Be still and know that he is God. Only when we are an empty glass can God begin to fill us. So make room for Jesus to come. Prepare ye the way of the Lord by opening your eyes and ears, your hearts and minds, imaginations and wills. Switch off other distractions and focus on God's still small voice, as Catherine Jenkins sings in our last song. Till next week, goodbye, and may God really inspire you.
Oh God.